A new musical work that premieres tomorrow evening is a veritable showcase of Philadelphia's musical wealth. Bucks County-based composer David Ludwig wrote the anchoress for two very different Philadelphia ensembles. WHYY's Kimberly Haas has the story.
Composer David Ludwig, the chair of composition studies at the Curtis Institute of Music, started forming the idea for this work after reading a text by poet Katie Ford about a medieval anchoress. It described a woman who sequestered herself in a small room adjacent to a church.
Anchorism was a tradition that lasted many hundreds of years. So they would withdraw from society, go into this space. The space would be bricked up so that they would live there the rest of their lives. And they were considered living saints. So people would go and consult with the anchoress living in the church. And they often had mystical visions, and they wrote about their experience living in this extreme confinement.
Ludwig decided to use the text for a solo female voice and to add an early music ensemble. He turned to Pifero, the long-running Renaissance wind band based in Philadelphia. At the same time, another Philadelphia ensemble was eager to work with Ludwig again.
He had written a piece for Prism that we had commissioned previously, which became a kind of a mainstay of our repertoire, a piece called Josquin Microludes.
Matt Levy plays tenor in the Prism saxophone quartet. They had also been wanting to collaborate with Pifero for a long time.
We sort of broached the idea of, wouldn't it be great to bring these two forces together? And so the planets finally aligned for this piece.
So there was enthusiasm all around. But how would they meld the sounds of these very different groups?
Yeah, these are kind of the bookends of music history.
Again, composer David Ludwig.
The challenges of writing for the saxophone quartet, which is in many ways the most modern acoustic set of instruments playing together, and ancient Renaissance winds. They have very, very different tones and colors. But that was something that I wanted to make a feature and not a bug.
Pifero's co-artistic director, Robert Wimkin, says there was a very basic difference that had to be ironed out from the start. Their instruments use different tunings.
Pifero plays at a historical Renaissance pitch, about a half step higher than modern pitch, and consequently the two ensembles are a half step apart. Now, how to make that work?
So that's something we've been working on a lot, the tuning of the instruments, the colors, the sounds, and the way that they can blend together so that we hear both of them independently and then together to make a sound that's completely unique.
Matt Levy from the saxophone quartet says it was challenging to make sure all the instruments could be heard.
Renaissance or medieval instruments have a softer dynamic range, and so we'll have to really temper our sounds when we're playing together so that we don't overpower. There'll be a real conscious effort to try and blend and mix sounds.
Joan Kimball, Pifero's other artistic co-director, says it was new ground for them, too.
What is a little different for us, and I think probably for Prism as well, is that we are the underpinnings and the accompaniment for the singer, and rather than playing off of each other, and gives us a different role and different kinds of notes and passages to play.
Even after resolving musical differences, you might ask whether modern audiences would relate to a text about a woman locked away in medieval times. Composer David Ludwig feels the message of the anchoress is relevant today, as the busyness of modern life gives rise to calls for mindfulness and slowing down.
Certainly it's very compelling, I think, to people who live today who have these very frenetic digital lives that we all have, that idea of complete solitude and making one's own space.
The Philadelphia Chamber Music Society is presenting the premiere of The Anchoress with Pifero, the Prism Quartet, and soprano Hiana Yu at the Kimmel Center tomorrow evening. Kimberly Haas, WHYY News.